My pen pal, Emily Farrell, is joining us, and I gotta say, what an amazing time here. 37 years? 38 years.
This is the 37th annual.
Do you remember what I said when we were on the phone? I said, it's 25 years, and you're like, no, you've missed a few years.
Math is hard. We're all tired.
I'm a writer. I'm an entertainment guy. I don't do numbers. But what I gotta say, congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
I'm exhausted. I know you're exhausted, but you're beaming. You've got a smile. Sum up this festival weekend in one word, if you can.
Legendary.
Oh, it was. Epic, too. Epic and legendary.
And legendary.
Your word was longer. I like that one better. So let's just recap. I've learned how to play a ukulele. I just saw some girls rocking out yesterday on stage. Then there's the gazebo where people were just... And, of course, I was on stage at the Grand Palace Theater there. So if people missed out on this, and how could they? And we'll never look at them the same way again. Tell us, like, just everything that happens this weekend.
There's a lot. We have we enjoyed a lot of afternoon programming. We have two free outdoor venues, so it's very accessible to the public. We do that every year, so we always have people coming back looking forward to that. We have a kickoff show that's really fun. We have such a diverse range of programming, everything from our girls' rock camp with girls aged 8 to 14 rocking out after learning how to play an instrument in just 1 week. We have evening concerts in a beautiful historic theater in the Palace Grand, which is a proscenium arch, beautiful piece of work. And then we have our big main stage tent, a beautiful church. We have all kinds of venues with all kinds of programming, and I think it was a really fabulous weekend.
I think what's crazy is that for somebody like me who's, I'm not going to admit this, in bed by 9 o'clock most nights, it was still like light out at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, didn't even feel that late. Get back to the hotel room, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, it only feels like midnight.
That's right. It works in our favor for sure, and it's very unusual for our visiting musicians. They often leave the tent, and of course they're used to playing a show down south, and they leave a club, and it's dark outside because it's 2 a.m. And here they leave, and it's still quite bright out, and so it's quite an experience. And people definitely take advantage of the extra hours they feel like they have to stay up. So we like to call our morning workshops in the daytime, but they all start at 1 p.m.
Yes. Now, you know, there's so much that happens throughout the course of the time. Now, when we were talking about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, you're telling me about the population of Dawson compared to any regular day and then festival weekend. Give me those numbers one more time.
It's pretty impressive. In the wintertime, Dawson's much quieter. So there's about 1,000 people here in the winter. It blossoms up to 2,000 in the summer because it's such a tourism boom. And we bring quite a few extra people into town. We've got over 1,000 ticket holders, and then we bring in extra people as well as tourists who happen to be here and vendors and that kind of thing. So we've probably got at least 3,000 people in town.
And the diversity with the artists alone that are performing here, you know, when we had the PAC ID of Vancouver, we had Slocan Ramblers Toronto, Corb, you know, rocking the stage on Friday night from Alberta or Calgary, I believe, right?
Yes.
Calgary.
Yeah.
So you got people, is it from coast to coast? Like, where do they all come from?
It is. It's kind of coast to coast. And we have people from Chicago this year. We always have people from all over. We get a really wide range of programming and a wide range of destinations that people are from. So they all get to have a really different experience coming to the land of the midnight sun.
Now, I don't know if anybody noticed earlier Saturday morning on Twitter, I tweeted, if you're at DCMF right now and you see the chopper going above, that's me. So we've got some aerial shots of the festival on Twitter at SF Celeb Watch. So I don't know if anybody was like, uh-oh, what's going on? Somebody circling? It was us. We got a chopper. Why not?
Awesome.
We were high above the crowd.
Great.
So again, all of the content from the festival, dawson.jbonair.com, dawson.jbonair.com. We had a little bit of trouble getting some content online before. It's all there now. Rock on. That's all I can say to you.
Thank you very
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations. Dawson.jbonair.com. Thank you.